glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Listen to these words of the Apostle Paul from Philippians chapter 4. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything, tell God what you need, and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Welcome to Mark and Friends for this Thursday, the 3rd of November. My name is Tim Nelson. Well, worry can ruin our day, it can ruin our week, it can ruin our month. Actually, worry can ruin our life. The root word of worry means to choke or to strangle. Let's remember those words today of the Apostle Paul from Philippians chapter 4 and develop the conditioned reflex of turning worry into prayer.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away. Precious blood washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when you walk, sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the
if the Lord calls us to do something that seems impossible or unreasonable, He will equip us for it. Yet if we let feelings of fear, inadequacy, or unworthiness cause us to doubt Him, we could miss the opportunity. The devil is always trying to deceive us and plant doubts in our minds so we won't trust the Lord. That's what the Bible says in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 44. A challenging assignment for the Lord is often a fork in the road. When God presents an opportunity to serve Him, we must decide if we'll take His path, even though we might feel unqualified. We're called to live by faith, not fear.
I need Thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like Thine can peace afford. I need Thee, oh, I need Thee every hour. I need Thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to I need Thee every hour in joy or pain. Come quickly and abide, or life is in vain. I need Thee. My Savior, I come to
There is no sweeter rest than to rest your soul on the goodness of the Lord. The only place to find an unfailing stream of life-giving, life-enriching goodness is in the everlasting arms of our sovereign Savior King. Remember what the Bible says in the book of Psalms 23, verses 1 and 2. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. God is good.
Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me praising your name no matter what comes.
I can't count the times I've called your name some broken night, and you showed up and patched me up like you do every time I get amnesia. Forget that you keep coming around. There ain't no way you'll ever let me down.
Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me praising your name no matter what comes. 'Cause I know where I'd be without your mercy. So I keep praising your name at the top of my lungs.
Is He good?
He's good.
Tell me, is He God?
He's God.
He is
good God Almighty.
You say your love goes on forever, that your mercy never stops. So why would I assume you'd be somebody that you're not? Like sun in the morning, I know you're gonna be there every day.
keep praising your name at the top of my lungs.
Tell me, is he good?
He's good.
Tell me, is he God?
He's God.
Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime, praise him when the sun goes down. Love him in the morning, love him in the noontime, love him when the sun goes down. Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime, Jesus when the sun goes down. Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime, Jesus when the sun goes down. Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find.
Tim on Mark and Friends for this Thursday, the 3rd of November from Great News Media. Well, it's common to hear that God helps those who help themselves. Well, in fact, Scripture teaches just the opposite. We are dependent on Him for everything, including the desire to reach out for His assistance. Today, let's practice complete reliance on God and join a life of confidence in Christ, remembering that our weakness is the starting point for His supernatural strength in us.
All my life I've had to struggle to be free. Though I see no end in sight, I stand in line with men who made a vow to never stop the fight and to trust that You can comprehend a loss You've never known. Will take a love that I have searched for, but love I cannot find alone. Lord, teach me to love, show me how to care for others, cause my soul to burn within for the fellowship of my brother.
Injustice that You suffered, and for our nation's shameful sin, I humbly ask for Your
fellowship of my brother. Only You. teach me to love. Oh.
Coming up tomorrow on the program, Mark's guests are from New Generations Christian Fellowship in Champaign, Pastor Simmons, his wife, First Lady Pastor Kim Simmons, and Apostle Larry, and studio guests will be talking about the importance to sing, worship, and dance before the Lord. On Mark and Friends, it gets underway at 7:32 a.m. and the rebroadcast at 7:32 p.m. tomorrow. That's Illinois time on this great news media station. Well, let these words in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 slowly sink in. Able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we can ask or think. An amazing description of God's ability to work within his followers. And so often we may focus on what we want him to do around us, but he invites us to think and ask bigger. He wants to change us. So as he changes us, as we're reading his word and spending time with him in prayer and loving others, rely on his wonderful promise to do even more than you've asked or imagined.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Presence, you may. make broken things whole. You put the pieces together. Nothing I desire.